Isaiah chapter 9. But there will be no gloom to her who is in anguish. In the former times he treated the land of Zebulun and Naphtali with contempt, but in the latter time he will make glorious Galilee of the nations, from the way of the sea to the region beyond the Jordan. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, on them the light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased their joy. They joy before you like the joy during harvest, like warriors rejoice when they split up the spoil. For the yoke of their oppression and the bar on their shoulder, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as in the day of Midian's defeat. For every boot of the marching warriors and every garment drenched in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. He will rule on the throne of David over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. All the people will know it, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who in pride and in arrogance of heart say, "The bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with carefully crafted stone. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars." Therefore the Lord has raised up their adversaries against them, and has stirred up his enemies, Aram on the east and the Philistines on the west. They will gobble up Israel with an open mouth. Even after all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Yet the people have not turned to him who struck them, neither have they sought the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and reed in just one day. The elder and the dignitaries are the head, the prophets who teach lies are the tail. For those who lead this people have led them astray. Those who are led by them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord is not pleased with their young men, nor will he have compassion on their orphans and widows. For everyone is godless and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. Even after all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burns like fire. It devours the briars and thorns. It also burns up the thickets of the forest, so that they go up in smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts the land is burnt up, and the people are like the fuel for the fire. No one spares even his brother. They devour on the right, but were still hungry. They ate on the left, but they were not satisfied. They will all eat the flesh of their own children. Manasseh devours Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh. Both will fight against Judah. Even after all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Isaiah chapter 9.